You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump is spending this day in Puerto Rico, getting a firsthand look at the destruction wrought by Hurricane Maria and meeting with officials, with storm victims and first responders. Meanwhile, Puerto Ricans living here in Michigan keep worrying about family and friends back on the island. Rose Figuera has taken her worry and channeled it into co-founding a group to help. It is called Puerto Rico Rises Ann Arbor. Welcome, Rose. And first of all, have you been able to connect with all your family?
Yes, yes.
And how long did that take? What was it like until you could get word?
So it's interesting because I was one of the 1%, I think, that my dad was able to call me through FaceTime while the storm was happening. But then I lost contact for days. That worries a lot. 95% of my friends were not able to communicate until last week.
And what was that like to be here so far away and not knowing what the status was with family at home?
It's really sad, and it was worrisome because we're all on Facebook and social media, and the first thing we see is, I'm telling you, all the posts on Facebook were my friends asking about a specific neighborhood. Have you heard about this neighborhood? Have you heard about this town? Or have you heard about this family? A friend just told me that 3 days ago was when she was able to communicate with her mom. And even them, they're saying, oh, we're okay, it's fine, even though that they lost their roof and things like that. But they just see the person right next to them that it's worse. And they're like, no, it's okay.
What about your family? How did they weather the storm?
My dad specifically had, they were like 8 people at his house, and he had a generator. So for the beginning, it was good. They were trying to help other people, giving connection cords to others. The issue with them was that, quoting him, he said, well, we never lose water because we're connected to the main hospital. So it's the Centro Médico. And so he didn't collect any water. So he had 8 people at his house, and they didn't have water because they did lose water for the first time. The people that were staying at his house, they actually lost everything in their house and also in their work. So they were, that was something not planned. They had to stay with him. So it's just...
Suddenly the world has changed.
Exactly. It's way different.
Can you describe for us what the Puerto Rican community in Michigan is like?
Well, there's... a lot of Puerto Ricans that I didn't know. So it's big. It could be from hundreds around campus and in Ann Arbor, either staff, alumni, students, undergrads and graduate students. Mm-hmm. But also they're in different parts of Michigan, mainly because of all the people in the auto industry, all the engineers, at least that's how I started connecting with them. For example, I know that there's about 130 or more in GM only. And they're all collecting items for us. And the same goes for Toyota, Chrysler. All these places, the word of mouth, this started just with the word of mouth, like we're going to start collecting things until it got solidified. And they were already, spreading the word and actually collecting items. So right now we are actually have places in Livonia, Macomb, Canton, Ann Arbor, Northville, MSU, Bowling Green, Michigan State. So it's not only like a Michigan thing. This actually spread out throughout the whole...
beyond Ann Arbor.
Exactly.
And I'm sure as powerless as you were feeling, then you take that and everybody that you are talking about in Michigan's Puerto Rican community had that feeling of, oh my God, I've got to do something.
Exactly. Yeah, we felt helpless at the beginning. And then this is a way also to help the people here in the diaspora. So it's like we are here. We feel that we cannot help at all. And then suddenly we see, wait, no, we have a lot of tools and we can actually help even more. We served as communicators. We served as donating items, spreading the word. So we have a lot of tools and we're trying to take advantage and look united, like it's Michigan for Puerto Rico.
And social media certainly is helping you spread the word.
Exactly.
Of A, the need, and B, what people can do to donate. And I'm sure that there is a sense that people do want to help.
Exactly, yes.
And they want to know that their donation will go to people in need. And you're not looking for money, right? You're looking for items.
Yes, we're looking for items. Well, mainly, I would say there's 2 or 3 main reasons. One is the simple one, that after all, that things, it's an island. Things have to be shipped. Either air or shipping containers, cargo. So they need to go there at some point. So in our case, we decided to join Puerto Rico Rises. So what we did is we partnered with a nonprofit in New York that is the people that have been working with the Empire State Relief Fund with the government of New York. So they're actually collecting items and they're partnered with the government as well. So, for example, our stuff are going to be received in a military base in New York. And then the nonprofit is going to be in charge to send it to Puerto Rico.
So you don't have to pay to get this the donations? You just get the donations to New York? Is that the idea?
No, exactly. And we're not even paying for this stuff getting from Michigan to New York because we are getting a lot of help from major auto companies to get that set up. Right now, I know Ford is trying to set that one of the transportation. The second thing about collecting items instead of money is that after all, you have companies, and I'll give you the example of Ford because I was just talking to the people today to set up the transportation. They're helping. They're actually having matching $200,000, I believe, in donations, like monetary donations, to give to the people in Puerto Rico. So these companies usually set a specific quantity, and then that would be it. But then we came with this initiative, and then we say, hey, can you help us with transportation, with tangible items? Can you help us, your employees, collecting stuff? And they keep saying yes and yes and different things that otherwise it would have been capped with just those $200,000. So it's maximizing the resources that we have.
Give me an idea of the kinds of items that I'm gathering. You've got this wish list because it's what people
exactly
most need, such as?
Well, it's a tropical island, so mosquito repellent. It's one of the things that we need the most. The dengue fever, Zika are things that we expect that are going to start rising with all the water. Other items would be, I know from firsthand because I have been helping people to get adult diapers, for example, to elderly homes there. And that's something that we have been struggling. We have been from here calling to FEMA and other places because we know specific places that are in need right now in the middle of the island. And they cannot communicate. They cannot call. They cannot be sitting and calling FEMA for hours until they pick up because we know they're busy right now.
They're swamped, yeah, okay.
So they need us over here in the U.S. to help them do those calls and call in their behalf. So we keep gathering that information. There's meetings with a lot of thousands of Puerto Ricans around the U.S.
And people are hearing what's needed.
Exactly.
As you say, you talk to someone at home.
Collect.
Puerto Rico is now in the minds of people who maybe hadn't really, they don't have family there. They don't have personal ties there. But they have seen the devastation.
Yeah.
What do you think you and others in the Puerto Rican community can do to kind of keep the attention on the island and its people? What might this mean in the long run?
So that's a great question. We have the conference calls with hundreds of Puerto Ricans and meetings that have been around the U.S. One group came up with something that it's been spread out in social media. It's called 100 Days for Puerto Rico. And it's basically each day you have a task. It could be as simple as share this link or call your representative and ask for an extension of the waiver for the Jones Act, things like that. But it's tangible things each day, simple. It only takes you 5 minutes at most, but you keep the momentum going for at least these 100 days.
Well, you can learn more about the donation drive, the items needed, dates, the drop-off spots around Southeast Michigan by going to the website puertoricorises.com/Ann Arbor. And you are the group for Michigan. So
yes,
for people in Michigan who want to help in a solid way, puertoricorises.com/Ann Arbor. Rose Figueroa is the co-organizer of Puerto Rico Rises Ann Arbor. Rose, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.